wonder if in these 2 minutes that are left, we could jump 1,300 years to Luke chapter 2. And I read just a few of those verses, and they'll just come right out to us. Verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Verse 4, "And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child." She gives birth. Verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone right about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you shall see the sign, you'll find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger." And then a multitude of angels surround them. Verse 13, "The heavenly host praising God, saying," notice this verse now, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards," but or rather, "good pleasure in man." Good pleasure in man. Here we find the fulfillment of what we've had there in the book of Ruth. So here is born, and that right lineage of which Ruth refers to in those last verses. And he comes here, and it's clearly spelled out, such a link with the Old and New Testament, with these different portions. It's just so remarkable. Brings out so beautiful the mind and thoughts of God. Everything is fulfilled to the letter. And here Christ was born, recognized immediately that through this now there's glory to God. And there's peace on earth as a result of him. He's the one that will bring, he has made peace by the blood of his cross. And first time where God could look down and find pleasure in a man.